My careful how he allowed get hurt seriously or something like that.
So he said he belongs to be careful, he ought to be careful?
Yeah. He ought to be careful, he allowed get hurt seriously.
Okay. He said, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you what?
A day, but I bet you are scared too. Scared too.
Okay. He said, I bet you asked or I bet you dare or don't dare. How would you say that?
Well, I'd say, well, I would dare you to go through there. Mm-hmm. And then he'd say, well, I will. And you say, well, I don't believe that you're too scared to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. Leave out the same time. Wouldn't that be sufficient?
Yeah. Say if a boy got a whipping, he'd say, well, I bet he did something.
He had his business done it.
Okay. But using the word ought, you'd say?
Ought not have done.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, would you do that? And you say, now no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
can't do it.
Or I just
won't do it.
Okay. Say you had been doing some hard work all by yourself, and all the time a friend of yours was just standing around watching you without help, and when you get through, you might go up to him and say, now you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might
need help to do it.
Or would you say you might have helped? How would you say that?
I don't know how I got the real meaning now.
Yeah. Say you'd been working, doing some hard work.
All
and you
day.
Could use some help. Then when you're through, you go up and say, now instead of you just standing there, you know.
You could have helped me do this job.
Okay. Someone asks you if you're able to do some work, and you say, well, I'm not sure, but I might.
I've tried.
Okay. Would you say I might could?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess you would. I might could. I'll try.
Okay. Let's see, and the kind of bird that sees in the dark, what do you call that?
Owl.
Okay. There are two kinds, aren't there?
Hoot owl and screech owl.
Okay. What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Peckerwood.
Okay.
Woodchuck, some call.
Woodchuck?
Yeah, some call them woodchuck, but I call them peckerwood.
Yeah.
See, you know, redhead.
Yeah.
The stuff that hit the tree like that, just.
Yeah.
And they get juice out of them. They run in my apple trees and sugar trees too.
What sugar trees?
These like in maples right in my yard.
Yeah.
Front yard. They peck holes all around.
Do you ever use that word peckerwood talking about people?
Yeah, I've heard it called that peckerwood.
What does it mean?
I think it means sort of some mischief he did or something like that.
It's not really bad to call a person.
No, people don't get too bad. You just done some little measure and you said, that peck of wood done so and so.
Yeah.
No. I've heard it said it quite a few times like that.
Yeah.
Did you stay and have lunch with us today?
Well, y'all ready to eat?
We're going to leave in a few minutes and Lois will be here in a minute.
Okay, we're just about...